Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the press. Welcome to our second show of the week, and then we'll do our third show right after this, which will be a shorter show. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thanks for being here. Second show of the week, we're going to do the model for this week's main PGA Tour event, the Wells Fargo Championship. We'll talk about horses for courses. We'll talk about current form as well for both events, including the Myrtle Beach Classic. Not doing a model for the Myrtle Beach Classic. I just don't think it's worth it, to be honest with you. So we'll talk about some picks there based on kind of what we know now. But I do want to go over the model for Wells Fargo, top 10 of the field, which will not be probably a big surprise to anybody. And then you can get more if you want to join GolfNewsNet.com for $40 a year. Head over to GolfNewsNet.com, sign up, and get going. $10 a week if you want to do it for a week at a time, which I do not recommend at all. But it's up to you for those of you who want to do it for major weeks. If you were just trying to do it for the PGA Championship for next week, I would do it today because then you get everything through next Wednesday if you're thinking about it that way. So trying to game the system, trying to help you out a little bit. All right, let's get into the model for the week. So we have a 69-player field, and we had Ludvig Åberg pull out. We had Scottie Scheffler not commit. So this is the field, right? And there's probably not as much surprise about the top 10 here. Max Homa is not as high, which is kind of surprising to me. I thought he would be higher, but because he doesn't always have the best track record in more depth fields, that kind of catches up to him. So some of these are a little surprising after the top 10, but we'll get to them all. All right, number one, Xander Schauffele. Number two, Wyndham Clark. And those two guys are head and shoulders above the others. Rory McIlroy is third. Hideki Matsuyama fourth. Shane Lowry fifth. Matt Fitzpatrick sixth. Tommy Fleetwood seventh. Siwoo Kim eighth. Victor Hovland ninth. Patrick Cantlay 10th. We'll throw in a couple more here. Colin Morikawa 14th. Max Homa 22nd. Sam Burns 25th. Sahith Theegala 29th. So there's kind of your breakout. Akshay Batia is 46th, but he shouldn't be there. So remember how we do our model here. We're looking at strokes gained in the last 1 year and 2 years rolling. We're also looking at what I call quality strokes gained over the last 1 and 2 year rolling periods. And that is a multiplier of your strokes gained times the value of your competition is measured by the official World Golf Ranking. So in a major, it's multiplied times 2 because you get 100 points. So we move the decimal place over to the left and multiply by 2. So in a 42-point event for the OWGR, it's 0.84 is the multiplier. Follow? So if you got a 50-point field, right, then you're getting 1 point. You're getting an even exchange, okay? Then we do that comparing the strokes gained and the quality strokes gained in similar fields, similar strength tournaments over the last 1 and 2 years. Then we look at the last 3 years at a venue. And if you don't have that, we exclude that. And then we also look at the last 10 PGA Tour events played. I've modified that this year from 5 to 10. So this shouldn't be, I don't think, especially surprising. Homa, surprising perhaps. Alex Noren's 18th, that's probably a little surprising. Denny McCarthy 16th, that's probably a little bit surprising. Adam Shank's 35th, I think is a good number. I don't think there's anyone especially surprising in here. Nick Dunlap's bad number. Ben Cole's got a bad number. Kevin Tway's got a bad-ish number. Seamus Power's got right about the borderline of even. Same with Gary Woodland. But that's like 57 players into the field, right? So let's put that aside to the minute, look at the current form, and look at our horses for courses for Quail Hollow Club. I've heard so many people talk this week about this tournament and talk about Max Homa going, oh, he's a multi-time winner of this event. Yes, he is. However, he won this at two different venues. One of them is around here, TPC Potomac. And TPC Potomac and Quail Hollow could not be more different places. So if you're trying to lump them in, not so good, right? And they also had this at when they had the PGA Championship there in, was it 17? Oh, gosh. So having the PGA Championship forced them to go to a different venue, right? That was in the Wilmington area. So these things happen. The event wasn't played in 2020. It was scratched because of COVID. Things like this. Okay, so you got to think about that. So putting that to the side, we'll come back to that in a second. Players who are in the field, either field this week, with multiple top 15 finishes in the last five individual PGA Tour events. Rafa Campos, he's playing at the Myrtle Beach. Fleetwood, Griffin's at Myrtle Beach. Henley, Chan Kim, and SH Kim, they are both in Myrtle Beach, along with Peter Quest. The others are in the field in Charlotte. Colin Morikawa, Alex Noren, Taylor Pendrith, Adam Schenck. Sorry, wrong. Alex Smalley is also in Myrtle Beach. And Kevin Tway is in this one because of the swing five. Now, you look at the last 5 years of the tournament and then take out when they didn't have it at Quail Hollow. These are the players who have finished in the top 15 multiple times. Their only players have two. So Fleetwood, Fowler, Homa, McIlroy, Keith Mitchell, Gary Woodland. Not a lot to work with there. Looking at course fits, this one's a little bit muddy, but I like the fits being Jason Day, Sahith Theegala, Alex Noren, Webb Simpson, he's a member, Adam Hadwin, and Sam Burns. A buddy of mine asked me that I talk about all kinds of betting with and sports with, about Adam Hadwin. And I was like, well, maybe. I mean, I like some other guys better, but he does kind of fit this place. And it doesn't entirely make sense because this is a longer golf track. And I've heard that said a lot in the last couple of days, too. This is a long course. Look, 7,500 yards in firm conditions is nothing for these guys. I played a 7,400 yard golf course about a month and a half ago, when I was in South Carolina. So basically it's sea level. I've not played a course that long since 2012, probably. Maybe once at French Lick, I played it from like 72. But I usually don't play that far of a golf course. I have nothing to prove. What am I trying to do? But I played with Bryson Nimmer, his kid who plays on the Korn Ferry Tour. We tipped it out the whole way. And I got to tell you, it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. I mean, we weren't playing a course that was super wet. I mean, there were some wet spots because it had rained the night before. So it wasn't rolling out great. There were some longer holes, but those were like the par fours where they were like 490. We played a par four 490 into the breeze. We played a 475 one into the breeze. They're 520-yard holes. Yeah, okay, you're hitting long irons in. But for a better player on PGA Tour style conditions that are dry, 7,500 yards might as well be 7,100 yards or 7,000 yards. It's not thinking like that. So there's a reason why over the years when you've seen winners at this course, they haven't necessarily been bombers. You have had some, but haven't necessarily been bombers. I don't think of Ricky Fowler as a bomber. I think of McIlroy as a bomber. I don't think of Homa as a bomber. Wyndham Clark's fast. So you can win both ways. You don't have to be a bomber here. And the length of this course is not a factor. It's just not. The lack of rough, you know, it's supposed to be a little bit shorter this year. That's fine. They are making it easier for the players. Shorter rough is fine. So that means as long as you keep it between the trees, you're okay. Keep it out of water. Keep it out of the trees. You're not going to get hurt too much. Now, some of the angles that you have in some of these holes, if you're coming from the wrong side, it doesn't matter whether you're in the fairway or not. You could be in trouble, especially if it dries out a little bit more. But players know that, and they play for that. So I don't think that there's an archetype of player that has to do well here, whether they're a bomber or a good approach player. That's why I like my model that includes all strokes gained. Every player is different. And sometimes you do fit the course, but there aren't many courses that have a strong correlation between fit, so to speak, and performance. And this is one of those that just does not have that correlation. It just doesn't. You got to be a good ball striker. Who are good ball strikers that have played well here? Homa's good ball striker. Fowler's good ball striker. Clark's good ball striker. Phil Mickelson's a good ball striker. He's played well here over the years. It's not about length exclusively on this course. So please take that out of your modeling. Please take that out how you're thinking about this. I think you'll find it works a lot better. Generally speaking, I think it works a whole lot better when you take your assumptions about the course out of it based on you, human being, who would be very unhappy to play a 7,500-yard golf course. But if you were one of the best golfers in the world and you get to play under PGA Tour conditions, you wouldn't even care. You wouldn't even notice. So please keep that in mind. I would also urge you in your modeling, if you choose to do that kind of thing, take out these ideas of key statistics. Just take them out. Because not every golfer plays each golf course the same way. And I've heard a couple people say, well, you know, I really looked at approaches from 175 to 200 yards. Why? Not every player is going to hit a lot of those. And also, by the way, depending on your power, 175 yards is like an 8-iron or a 7-iron. That's like practically a chip shot for these guys. If it were 230 yards, now you've got their attention. But you're not getting that, except on a couple par threes. So take that out of it. Stop thinking about that kind of stuff. You're doing it wrong. Simplify the approach. Strokes gained will tell you a lot of what you need to know. It really comes down to that. How you gain the strokes is up to you. But that you do it is what matters. So I do agree with the thesis that a longer hitter has an advantage here because there isn't much rough. Well, guess what? They have an advantage every week and the rough could be 12 feet deep. They still have an advantage. That does not change from venue to venue. This is golf. The courses are different, but the advantages are the same, generally speaking. So with that all said, let's look at the top of the table. Let's look at the board, see if we can find some value, any market movement. Sorry for the clicking here. For the Wells Fargo. It hasn't moved much. There's been some movement on Wyndham Clark because Ludwig's out. He went from 18 to 14. Max Homa went from 22 to 20. Okay. I'm probably not betting Wyndham Clark at 14 to 1. I don't see the value here. If you've not caught this already, if you didn't catch it on Monday, then just rearrange your thinking and think, okay, this is either a lost opportunity for the week or I'm going to go bet some longer shots. So maybe go down a little bit towards Sahith Theegala. Playing great golf, having a great year. 28 to 1, I like that a lot. Siwoo Kim, having a great year, statistically speaking, maybe not win-wise, but a course fit too, 35 to 1. Ben On, great ball striker, having a good year. I would not bet him because he's a guy who's never won. But maybe you look at him in the top 10, plus 350. That's a fun little sweat. Maybe you feel the same way about Alex Noren. Probably not winning, but he's playing great golf, plus 360 feels good. Akshay Bhatia to the alternative. Has been playing incredible golf. Incredible golf. 45 to 1. Borderline value. I could see him winning this tournament very easily. Steven Yeager. Got his breakthrough in Houston. He's the only guy to have beat Scottie Scheffler in the last 2.5 months. Really? So, he's playing good golf. He's had a really good consistent season. Now that he has won, I feel more comfortable betting him with the top taken off of that first victory. Scroll down a little bit more. I like Shane Lowry a lot. I think Billy Horschel is even better. Billy Horschel and Adam Shank, they were much better prices at the start of the week. Hopefully you got them. They're now 60 to 1 each. I like both of them a lot. Horschel's playing extremely well this year. Had that win at the Punta Cana, so it means he really locks himself up a good year. He's playing great golf. And he's the kind of guy, he's not long. He's not short, but he's not long. And he can play well on this golf course. Adam Shank. Playing great golf, 60 to 1, absolutely worth being on. I like those guys more than I do like Tom Hoagie. I like Tom Hoagie, but I like them more than that. If you want a surprise winner that might come out of nowhere, how about Christian Bezuidenhout, 80 to 1, playing great golf this year, statistically great golf. Hard to get a good result out of him, but maybe you play him as a first round leader. Interesting play there. Jake Knapp, 90-1. Him and Taylor Pendrith, I think you have to at least think about. Pendrith played very well here in the President's Cup, coming off of the high of a win. If you care about the longer venue thing, he's got the advantage because he's a longer hitter. Same theory of the case as last week then. Okay, we like the longer hitters because it's a ballpark where they won't get penalized so much if they don't hit it as well. Don't keep it as straight. You get more of a penalty here for that, but it's nothing crazy. Okay, I can buy into that. Jake Knapp had a great week last week. They're one and the same guy. I mean, years apart, 5 years apart. But the same concept. Long hitters. I think Jake Knapp has a more well-rounded game, but Pendrith has an experience advantage. I'd be willing to look at both of those guys for a bet. After that, I think you've got to really question your sanity if you're thinking deeper than that. Just putting that out there. So, 100, probably the maybe an Adam Hadwin, maybe a Seamus Power. Stop there. But I think if you're going to take your chance this week, take it on the long hitter. Take it on the bomb. Feels like Tom Kim is not a great place, but 90-1 is almost a principal bet of like this. That's kind of insulting to this guy, 90-1. I'm not going to bet it, but it's pretty close to that number. Let's spend a couple minutes on the Myrtle Beach Classic, just updating all that, and then we'll wrap up this particular episode. Fields moved a little bit, so Daniel Berger is now 22-1. I don't know who these people are that are betting Daniel Berger, but you need to stop it. And hopefully you're not listening to this show and betting Daniel Berger. He's given you nothing to indicate that he should be the favorite here. 25-1, Ben Griffin, sign me up. Sounds good. EVR, 28-1, I can consider that. I won't. I like S.H. Kim more at 35-1. He is just lighting it up and making money. He's also had some very good finishes recently. Matty Schmid's been bet down from 50 to 40. Hopefully you got in on that early. Justin Lauer, playing good golf. Consistent golf. Maybe ready to win here. Been bet down from, I think, 50 to 40. Torbjørn Olesen was much higher odds earlier in the week. People bought him 80 to 40. So these are low action pools. People don't bet the Oppo events as much. Ryan Fox was longer. He's now 45-1. So the theory of the case there. Now, people don't really know this golf course, right? A lot of people are betting this tournament. And frankly, the books don't really know this golf course. They don't know the dunes. If the wind blows, this could be a different kind of tournament. But the way that it is, I think it's kind of a tighter landing area golf course. So, you know, I like Matty Smith because he can play in those kinds of environments. I've seen on the DP World Tour. Torbjørn Olesen, great ball striker. Ryan Fox, I'm a little bit more iffy about, but I feel like he's heading in the right direction. Alejandro Tosti, he was like 60-1. He's now 50-1, been bet down a little bit. Jimmy Stangers is still out there. I like that as a 60-1. Love to get it a little bit longer. And that's probably the extent of it for me. Maybe throw in an Alex Bjork because his ball striking travels. So maybe on an unknown course, he is a quantity worth supporting. And then I'm going to put a plug in for Adrien Dumont-Deschassard. I wish he were more like 150-1 because now he's in this diminished field. And he's proven he can play well in these weaker fields. Played well last week too. Might be starting to figure something out. Good enough to win, I don't know, but 80-1, man, if it's 100-1, 110-1, I might be all about that. We just talked about Rafa Campos, one of the few players in this field who has multiple top 15 finishes in the last five individual PGA Tour events played. Alex Smalley is the other. He is 40-1. So you're getting a different value on Rafa Campos at 110-1. If you want to take your bomb on him or Wesley Bryan. Wesley played very well in the Punta Cana event in the Dominican. He just got in the final day by Billy Horschel. Hey, that happens. That's golf. He has his only win in his PGA Tour career in South Carolina. He is from South Carolina. He has probably a pretty fair amount of experience on this golf course. He filmed a video on it with his brother. He knows it probably better than most of the people playing in this tournament. And he's not playing bad golf. 150-1 is at least worth a consideration. So if you want a couple bombs, a couple pizza bet kind of things like that from the guys that follow the money on VSiN, Rafa Campos, and then Wesley Bryan. And then other than that, maybe you look at like an Alex Smalley for consistency's sake. Or you just kind of say screw it and take a Torbjørn Olesen. You take someone in like that 40 range. Smalley, Olesen, Fox, I'm cool with any of those guys. Have at it. Maybe a Matty Schmid, he's also 40. SH Kim is probably my favorite play, though, 35-1, given the way that he's playing. Ben Griffin's just a little too short for me. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate it. We're going to do another one right after this, so you're going to get two episodes today. We're going to talk about the LPGA event in New Jersey, and we're going to talk about the Senior Tour event in Alabama. It's going to be like 8 or 9 minutes. Choose to listen, don't listen. Up to you. Have a great time. We'll be back with another slate of shows next week. We've obviously got the PGA Championship. That's the focus of the week. We spent a lot of time on that. We may do something Thursday, just a quick show to kind of prep you for that, get some bets in before the tournament really gets going at Charlotte, because people are going to start to pay attention, maybe start making some bets for next week. Also, this thing may fall apart very quickly at Wells Fargo, so you may want to make those pivots to next week already. See if you can still find some value out there for that tournament. Again, join GolfNewsNet.com for $40 a year at GolfNewsNet.com. If you have any questions, email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com, either about the membership or anything. Happy to talk to you. You can go ahead and get a hold of me on Twitter, Threads, X, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Ryan Ballingy, Facebook and YouTube, Ryan Ballingy Golf. Golf Newsnet's on all of those services at the handle Golf Newsnet. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time on The Press.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.